You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Glenn Wakeman, the co-founder and CEO of Launchpad Holdings, LLC. Launchpad Holdings is a SaaS firm that enables early-stage entrepreneurs to increase their success rates by providing online business planning services. Mr. Wakeman is here with us to speak about the journey of entrepreneurship, the intricacies of starting a business, and the importance of risk management. Mr. Wakeman, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Delighted to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So, Mr. Wakeman, how important are setbacks to your entrepreneurial journey to kick things off today?
I think they're critical. I think perseverance is a fundamental part of being an entrepreneur, but I think it goes beyond that, in that a setback should also provide for learning, because the combination of perseverance and wisdom is a pretty formidable cocktail for success.
No doubt. Now, what are some of the key things you've learned working around the world over the years?
Well, I've been very fortunate in that I've lived in 6 countries and worked in 32, and I've probably visited north of 70, something like that. And what I've learned are some really interesting things. I think first, the laws of physics or business practices apply the same everywhere. You know, customers need to like your product and you need to make a profit. So I think that's pretty universal. I think there are some differences in rituals and customs and expectations. But what I've learned is that if you are respectful and polite, that can take you a long way to overcome cultural barriers. One of the more exciting things I've learned, though, is how many different ways can be deployed to solve a problem. There's all different types of approaches to problem solving, and it's different in Europe and in Asia and Latin America and certainly in North America, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, certainly exciting, no doubt, and able to experience over the years all the different cultures and countries that you've been able to visit. Awesome stuff there. Now, what do startups have in common with established businesses? Talk to us about that.
I think that's a really interesting question. I've done both, and I think one of the things they have in common is they both need structure. I think there's a little bit of a myth that startups are just the Wild West. I don't think that that's true. I think startups start with an idea and they need to be developed. And established businesses are really good at, you know, structure and repetition and so forth. So I think startups can benefit from that structure. Inversely, right, they are different also in that whereas startups emphasize experimentation, established businesses really emphasize repetition. There are varying degrees, but I think they one becomes the other. Experimentation is more important in a startup than it is in an established business in terms of the devotion of time and energy and money and resource and the like. But ultimately, it needs to be sustainable, and that's what structure does. A business that's established and doesn't engage in experimentation, usually their customers, you know, move on to the next good thing. And so experimentation is equally important, but, you know, to a lesser degree, because the need to maintain, you know, how things currently work as a part of an established business.
And certainly appreciate your input there. Today we're joined by Mr. Glenn Wakeman, the co-founder and CEO of Launchpad Holdings, a SaaS firm that enables early-stage entrepreneurs to increase their success rates by providing online business planning services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Wakeman, how do startups differ from established businesses?
Fundamentally, I think they differ in terms of the level of chaos. A startup has got to be able to reinvent itself daily, timely, on the minute, and it seems like it's an awful lot of chaos. You know, it actually isn't. It is with a purpose, but you'll have in a startup, the same person might play three different roles depending on the day of the week or the time of day. Established businesses rely more on definition and role clarity and things of that nature. Startups rely more on the ability to evolve, migrate quickly from repetition to, change.
Now we have entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world. What advice would you offer to any budding entrepreneurs that are tuning in?
Well, I think the most important advice I'd have is number one, have a plan and know the difference between an idea and a plan. They are very different issues entirely. An idea is simply what it is. It's the dimension of an idea. It's not the same thing as well thought out a series of activities that are essentially going to deliver on your idea and then get your money back. So if I were to advise entrepreneurs, the first thing I'd tell them is, well, make sure you know the difference. The second thing I would say is you need to set aside more money than you think because things are never going to go as well as you think. We all believe the spreadsheets we put together and the presentations we write, and we have to understand that real life takes over and things happen and you have to overcome them. And I think the third thing about being an entrepreneur is it's really essential that you surround yourself with people that have confidence in your success. And because they do, and because they care about your success and you, they're not at all adverse to telling you the truth, even if you don't like it. I mean, the best thing your colleagues and friends and sponsors and team members can do is to help you see things more accurately. So I think, if I were to advise entrepreneurs to repeat, have a plan, make sure you set aside capital, and don't be an emperor with new clothes. Don't be afraid to listen to ideas that are different than what yours are, perhaps even in conflict.
And I'd say that certainly is great advice and can't thank you enough, especially per your expertise. Good stuff there as well. Now, let's look at risk management. What do you mean by risk management? Get into some of those details.
I think that's a great question, Eric. Risk management, I think, is confused with gambling. Gambling is when you take an effort and you really don't think through the consequences of that action, and risk management's the exact opposite, where you are going to take an action, but you examine all of the consequences, both, intended and unintended. How, for example, a change in price is going to affect your company's image, how a new product is going to affect your, long-term customers. I mean, there's a big difference between gambling, just throwing it out there, and risk management, which is far more difficult to do, more thoughtful, and takes a little bit more time, patience, and diligence. But I think, a company that embraces the idea of risk management in the long run is far better off than a company that simply, gambles and makes bets.
Well, Mr. Wakeman, really appreciate your time. It's not difficult to see how your knowledge of business was shaped not only by your world travel, but by the setbacks you've experienced and how you overcame those. And I also have no doubt that our listeners learned a lot from you today in our session here. You really do, from what I can also tell, have a deep understanding of how to properly advise a budding entrepreneur on risk management and the differences between startups and established businesses. As far as Launchpad Holdings is concerned, where can listeners get further details online and also be in contact accordingly?
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the time to be able to share. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to start down this path with Launchpad, which is kind of like the ability to take the accumulation of a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and impart that as best as I can. Launchpad has its own website. You can easily find it at launchpadtoolkit.com or launchpadholdings.com. I have a website also at glenn.wakeman.com, and you can ask questions, send me a note or an email, and I'd be delighted to contribute any way I can to help people with their success.
Well, that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Wakeman, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Cheers, Eric. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Glenn Wakeman, the co-founder and CEO of Launchpad Holdings, a SaaS firm that enables early-stage entrepreneurs to increase their success rates by providing online business planning services. And for further details on Launchpad Holdings, visit launchpadholdings.com. And on Mr. Wakeman, visit glennwakeman.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.